Today on Real Radio.
With the breath that you have, could you allow us in on what God has done in your life so that we might be better equipped to thank Him? We want to hear from you.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack steps aside from his series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in observance of Thanksgiving, and we're presenting a very special message by Pastor Jack about this uniquely American holiday. We'll also hear from individuals in the congregation openly expressing their thanks to their Creator and Provider. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a presentation called Let Your Thanks Be Heard.
We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justify fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagine in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to God that made us. He sounds like a preacher instead of a president, doesn't he? It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people, and do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart the observance of the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our benefit Father who dwelleth in the heavens, Abraham Lincoln. Isn't that awesome? Man. It's beautiful because if you read what George Washington wrote in 1789 of the Thanksgiving Proclamation, which, listen, much often in history, Abraham Lincoln is given the credit of the decree I just read you a moment ago, but a lot of people don't realize that Abraham Lincoln, it was found, the original proclamation of George Washington. George Washington's proclamation was lost. It was later found in Washington, brought to Lincoln. Lincoln read it and said, I've got something to say, and reinstituted what George Washington had given God thanks for. Church, very quickly, listen up. We need to practice Thanksgiving tonight and from this time forevermore. We need to make it a discipline of our lives. Number one, listen, especially if there's some young people in here. You need to practice Thanksgiving because you know what? It will change the attitude of your heart. It will cause you to stop blaming people for what's wrong in this world and give thanks to God for what is right. People, when we begin to focus on all the things that are wrong, we will be thankful for nothing. Because there will always be something wrong. And when we begin to be a culture that says this is wrong and that is wrong, when we begin to be a people that just blames and complains, you will never succeed in anything. You will never be able to stand upon your own two feet. You will never be able to be a viable worker in this nation, let alone your own church. Because you'll grow up to be, or we will become a people that says something like this, what's in it for me? And how come I don't have? He's got it. Why can't I have it? You'll be unthankful, unholy, and unforgiving. Because we will become a nation of entitlers. I want this. I deserve this. I deserve the other. I saw a sticker. We've all seen the sticker. I've got to go to work today. It says something like that. I have to go to work today because there are millions of people dependent upon me on welfare. I got to go to work. I got to pay my taxes. I got to pay into the system because there's a lot of people staying home today. And I have to pay for them to stay home. When we begin to be a people that's unthankful, we begin to be a people that just sits still and puts our hands out. Listen to this. I'm going to give you just five simple things. Just, you don't need to write them down. Just put them in your head. And this is personal for me. If it's personal, maybe it helps you. I don't know. Practice thankfulness. Thankfulness, the Lord says to my heart, to Jack. Why? Number one, because it enlarges my reality of God. Thanksgiving Day. How long are they going to allow it to be Thanksgiving Day? You know, pretty soon we're going to have to change this holiday. Why? Right? Because it implies that we're to be thankful to someone. Who is it? Yeah, God. Think about it. Thanksgiving. You know, you are, but the people outside these doors are not smart enough to ask the question, hey, who are we thankful to anyway? They're just looking for the sale on a turkey. Who are we thankful to? Psalm 69:30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song and I will magnify him. Number two, I need to practice thankfulness because it takes my eyes off of myself. Psalm 95:2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And let's shout joyfully to him with psalms. Wow. I need to stop thinking about me. You know what? I can afford to stop thinking about me. And you need to stop thinking about you. You want to know why? God's thinking about you already. He's already got you covered. He's got me covered. I'm told in Scripture to think about you. You're told in Scripture to think about me. We're told in Scripture to think about the person next to us instead of ourselves. Our problem is we think too much of ourselves. You have to admit, because I know it's true in my life. When I started worrying about me, I see all the things that are wrong and what, you know, oh no. When I forget about me, everything seems to be going fine. When I think about what I missed or don't have, then I get all wigged out. I need to stop thinking about me. Number three, I need to practice thankfulness because it opens up my heart toward others. No matter how poor we might be in this room tonight, we're rich compared to somebody else. We're very rich. You say, well, I'm on welfare. Well, you're not hungry, are you? There's countries in the world, most countries in the world, people are going to bed hungry. We don't even know what that's like. We don't have to be hungry. For it causes me to appreciate what I do have. You know, before prayer, before the service tonight, we were praying. And, you know, think about it, everybody. If God stripped us naked tonight, if we were just naked tonight, we lost everything. Would we not still be responsible to thank God for all the stuff that we had and what we do have now still? But you're naked. Well, yeah, but you know what? I don't have tubes in my nose. I'm not strapped to some hospital bed. I may be naked. Look, I can sew some fig leaves together and get covered up, but we're alive. We have each other. And then finally, it causes, and I think this is the most important thing, when I'm thankful, it causes happiness in the heart of God. He loves it. He loves when we're thankful. And so I want you to be thankful tonight, and I just want you to express your thanks. But the time that we have remaining, with the breath that you have, could you allow us in on what God has done in your life so that we might be better equipped to thank him? We want to hear from you.
Hi, I just wanted to share with you guys that this last year has been really hard for me. I've been feeling really sorry for myself and just always really inward looking at my own heart and getting really depressed. And the Lord has just been opening my eyes lately and showing me how much to be thankful for. And I just want to say that I'm really thankful for all the gifts that he gives each person in his kingdom and all the blessings he gives each one of us, because when we need each other, you guys are all here, and I have a place to come. I have a place that's different than the world that I have hope, and I just have hope in Christ. And so I'm just really thankful for this place that I have to come to every week and for God's word and him to come to every day and just all the gifts that you guys all have you guys have just been all a blessing to me. So thankful for all you guys this year.
I just wanted to say that, I can get this out. I'm thankful for my beautiful wife and my beautiful Savior. And I'm constantly amazed at the fact that both my wonderful Wendy and my wonderful Jesus never get tired of forgiving me as I stumble through life.
Oh, that's Thank beautiful. You. Wow.
Hi, my name is Tracy. What I wanted to share with you is the most recent thing that God has done that he deserves lots of thanks and praise for, is that after 8 months of unemployment and unemployment benefits ran out, last week he brought a job to me, or me to the job, whichever. I started this past Monday, and it's a great place. I'm really happy, and just praise the Lord.
Isn't that great? Yes.
Hi, Pastor Jack. My name is Mel. And I really haven't shared this too much to anybody, but I'm a pilot for United Airlines, and I fly 767s. And the Lord, in September 11th, 2001, on September 10th, kept me away from the cockpit. I fly Boston, New York, and Washington. And at the time, I was a reserve in line to fly one of those flights. And 2 years prior, God put me in a special assignment. And on September 10th, I was in a meeting. So instead, my friend Jason lost his life on Flight 93.
Yeah.
And God kept me alive. Mm. And so it's really hard at the time to really understand. But the only thing that really made me understand for the last couple of years was that the scriptures are really alive and said that I really trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. And because of that, in my prayers, I know that he has me in my hand, in his hand, and that it doesn't really matter what I do in life, is that when he wants to take me home, he'll take me home. Mm-hmm. But when he wants to fill me for him. So that's why I'm thankful, and it's been interesting for the last couple of years just to live life for Christ.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Hi, my name is Mitchell, and I'm grateful to be here tonight. I'm honestly grateful for the message. I feel like it really challenged me to be more grateful and consider everything that God's given me, because I don't spend enough time doing that. And I feel like God's been giving us a greater desire to obey him. The obedience, we need help being obedient, yet just the convictions that we get from hearing the message and getting more involved are there, and we just want them to increase. And so I thank God for the hope to see him work in our lives.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Renee. I'm thankful for several things this year, but to be here at this church. I'm also thankful for the children's ministry. I have a 5- and a 7-year-old, and when I was 7 years old, I did not know one book of the Bible. My 7-year-old daughter, she knows every single book of the Old Testament. I just need to help her with the first letter, and she can tell me what every book of the Old Testament wow. is. And I just tell her, Kayla, you're just so awesome. How many kids out there who don't know what any book of the Bible is? And she can tell me all the books of the Old Testament. It's just so awesome. I just see such a sparkle in her eyes, and she's working for the gold medal for the Swordsman Club, and she doesn't always remember her scriptures, but she's working so hard at it, and just thank you to Children's Ministry. You're awesome.
That's so great. Thank you so much. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Pastor. My name is Bob Baker, and I want to thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, Amen. My Lord and Savior, who saved me 31 years ago and gave me a hope and a future. And I want to praise God for my lovely wife of 58 years. He's blessed me with 2 wonderful daughters. He's blessed me with 5 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. And I want to thank God for this fellowship. And I've been around different fellowships, but you don't know how blessed you are to be here. And this is the closest thing to heaven, I believe. And I thank God for you, Pastor, and for all of my brothers and sisters. I praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
We are. And we're all grateful to him, as he's a World War II veteran. And Amy.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
You probably already know what I'm going to be thankful for, yeah. but a lot of my brothers and sisters here don't know. And I'd feel I'd be remiss if I didn't publicly praise the Lord for the most amazing miracle, except for my own salvation, that he's worked in my life. Last year on New Year's Day, I, rather than making a resolution, wrote out my list of goals that I want the Lord to accomplish in my life. And one of them was, I started thinking back on all the years when I went a whole year without leading anyone to the Lord. And so I just prayed that God would help me to lead at least one person to the Lord every year. And the year was kind of ticking on. I had gone on the Heidelberg mission trip, and I got to share the gospel with people, but I didn't actually lead anyone to the Lord, not that I'm aware of. And when I came home, I continued what I'd been doing prior to that, which was visiting my father, who was in the hospital. He had fell in the parking lot and fractured his spine and was paralyzed in the Veterans Hospital in Seattle. And I was a flight attendant, so I had benefits to visit him. And so I continued visiting him, continued reading the Bible to him. And on August 26th, my mom and I had the privilege of praying with him to receive the Lord as his Savior.
Awesome.
And we had been praying for him for 15 years. And 4.5 days later, the Lord took him home. And as we're worshiping tonight, it's kind of hard to worship, but at the same time, it's the most beautiful experience of worship I've ever had, because I realized that my dad is there, and the holy angels are there, my friend Rose is there, and it's the one time in my day when I can join with them in something, and we're worshiping the Lord together. And so I just want to encourage you guys, too, to just be thankful for every family member that you have. You don't know how long you have with them. And just be thankful for another Thanksgiving you have with your family.
I
so
love
praise
it.
God.
That's great. I love what Amy said. Keep that in mind. If you've lost someone, you haven't lost them. You know exactly where they are. I mean, they're with the Lord as they've trusted him. When you worship, when you engage in that, just know, of course, according to the scripture, they're worshiping the Lord in heaven. That's something that you can do with them together in spirit. It's pretty awesome. Yes.
I'm thankful for my beautiful wife, who loves the Lord and fears the Lord and worships the Lord. And just what a incredible thing that the Lord brought her into my life. I'm thankful for my new job. And I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters as that the Lord's brought into my life, as we encourage each other to just like this last month, we just been encouraging one another to pursue righteousness and to count all things lost. And it's a question we ask each other, hey man, are you counting all things lost today? Are you pursuing righteousness? You know, are you setting your mind on things above? And I'm just thankful to be a part of something amazing that the Lord is doing, and and to be alive at such a time as this.
Amen.
And I'm also thankful for turkey and brown and served dinner rolls.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's precious. Yes.
Hello, everyone. I'm short, so. My name is Jasmine, and I'm really thankful just for the fact that I'm here, being able to share with you guys. And I'm thankful to the Lord even for the bad stuff and things that happened to me, because I learned from them. But the most recent thing that happened to me that I'm really thankful is that my sister was pregnant, and unfortunately, she lost the baby on November the 1st. But like a week ago, she found out that she was having twins, so she still has one in there.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And I just want to tell her that I love her so much. Monica, I love you.
Wow.
And I thank the Lord so much. That's it.
That's great. Well, this baby that's coming just deserves double the love, huh? Yes.
Hello. I'm really thankful for all the family that God has blessed me with. And about 6 months ago, I became unemployed, and I was searching for a job, and I got married about almost 3 months ago, and I was really sweating not having a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then about 2 weeks ago, I went to a job interview, and it didn't go so well. Since I was fresh out of school, everybody wanted experience. And then I just drove up to Loma Linda Medical Center and didn't have an appointment or anything. And I just went and started talking to some people, and the medical director of the OR started talking to me. And before I knew it, he's giving me an interview, and they offered me a full-time position right on the spot.
Gee whiz. And, Did you take it?
Of course. I start on Monday, and I just know that was the Lord, because.
Well, it's obvious the Lord gave you that job, and so every hour of that job, you dedicate that to Him. That's His.
Definitely.
Boy, that's His gift. That's. You know, if the Lord tarries, you can tell your grandkids that story. I mean, you just don't walk into Loma Linda and walk out with more than what you went in with.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Brittany, and I just recently got back from an overseas trip, and the Lord really spoke to my heart. Where I was, they just had these great cathedrals. They had these beautiful monuments and these amazing images, and the saddest thing was that they really had no assurance. Mm-hmm. They had no hope, no faith. They just, you know, you listen to them and they talk about how people will migrate on their knees to these places to visit these icons. The Black Madonna, for one, was kind of bone-chilling for all these people to worship something that was stone still. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God that we have an assurance, that we have a grace, and that we have the knowledge of the grace that God's given us. And I just thank Him for that, because it's a real relationship. And I think that's something that we should all be thankful for. Thank you.
So true.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a special message called Let Your Thanks Be Heard. We also heard from people in the congregation openly expressing their thanks to their Creator and Provider. We do hope that you and yours continue to have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday. And of course, please be sure to join us on Monday's edition of Real Radio as Pastor Jack gets back into his verse-by-verse series on 1 Corinthians. Visit us at realradioactive.org, that's realradioactive.org, or call us if you'd like, 877-RR-RADIO, that's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.